SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis suspended his campaign yesterday, just hours before the New Hampshire primary.
The announcement comes after the Florida governor's remarks Friday night in South Carolina, where he expressed his complete intention to win the nation's highest elected office.
I'm running on your issues and your family's issues, and this that's my agenda.
But with his new decision, DeSantis says he's endorsing former President Donald Trump, saying in his own assessment the GOP voters were clearly indicating their support for the Trump candidacy. In his statement, DeSantis says his move is in line with his commitment to support the GOP candidate, no matter who it would be. George Williams reporting.
Speaking of New Hampshire, President Biden's name will not be on the Democrat ballot when the voters go to the polls tomorrow.
When New Hampshire refused to allow South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary, the president and the Democratic National Committee chose to ignore the Granite State. As a result, Joe Biden's name will not appear on the ballot. That's created a unique situation heading into Tuesday's primary, as state Democrats are waging a writing campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing loss for Mr. Biden that might fuel concerns about the strength of his reelection bid. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania is escalating criticism of Democrats over the Israel-Hamas war and has traveled to the Israel-Gaza border to make the case the Biden administration hasn't backed Israel strongly enough. The criticism by David McCormick reflects the delicate political challenge facing both the president and incumbent Democrat Senator Bob Casey in the crucial battleground state. Cameroon will be the first country to routine give children a new malaria vaccine as the shots are rolled out this week in Africa, which accounts for 95% of the world's deaths from the disease. This is SRN News. Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch List is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top ten on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide among Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn baby in a planned ballot measure is roiling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries a no-limit strategy would sink the chances of passing any abortion amendment at all. The most radical abortion groups oppose all viability language in legislation or regulations. SRN News. After taking a breather at the start of the year, Wall Street's return to its record-setting ways.
Climbing 1.2% Friday, the S&P 500 index starts the week at a record high. Its previous high-water mark was set just over 2 years ago. The Dow, which has enjoyed a string of record closes since late last year, gained 1.1% Friday, while the Nasdaq hit a two-year high after advancing almost 2%. Hopes for a Fed interest rate cut and an encouraging University of Michigan report on consumer sentiment get some of the credit for helping to lift Wall Street spirits. Rich Thomason reporting.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 47 points. The Nasdaq is ahead by 93, and the S&P 500 is up nearly 14 points very early this morning. You can always check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.